Weyburn, spring is in the air, as the spring equinox happens on March 19. There is so much to celebrate with the arrival of spring. The weather slowly starts to improve and get warmer, birds return from their migration, and it is time to start planting gardens and seeding cropland. After months of dark and depressing winter days, I always look forward to the arrival of spring. It is a time of renewal, and there are lots of opportunities to enjoy nicer weather and the great outdoors. There is something calming and relaxing about digging in the dirt while preparing to plant a garden, and just getting your hands dirty. Typically, in my house I complete a spring cleaning project. I go through my clothes to see what items I no longer wear and can donate. I also make a list of what purchases are needed for a bit of a spring refresh. I usually tackle my spring cleaning in small steps, drawer by drawer, before getting into my closet. I find it easier to do a little at a time, once a week, instead of exhausting myself over a big project. Due to some basement renovations in my home, this year I already have a few totes of items ready to be donated. Since many of these items were books and toys that my son used when he was younger, it was a nice little trip down memory lane. Many of these items are still in good condition, and can be donated to another family so they can make their own memories with the items. Spring also has a cute side, as new life is often born in farmyards across the country during this time of year. As a city girl, it is something special when I have the opportunity to watch a calf being born on my mother's farm. I love seeing Facebook photos of newly born chicks, lambs, and barnyard kittens. There is a feeling of hope and renewal, as you watch a new life take their first breath. One of the spring traditions that is ingrained into my memory is hunting for crocus flowers in pastureland. It was a favorite activity during my childhood, during visits to my grandmother's farm, where my siblings and I would compete to see who could find the first crocus of the year. It was always Grandma Alice or Grandpa Robert who found the flowers first. Other core childhood memories include playing freeze tag on the lawn of my grandmother's yard, or climbing a tree with an apple in one hand and a comic book in the other. I also can remember clearly the tree houses that we used to have, and the memories made while building it. It is important that children get a chance to explore the great outdoors, and take some time away from technology. The memories that my son has of going fishing with his papa, or just splashing in the mud with his cousins, are ones that will always be special to him. Spring can be a time of renewal. As someone who suffers from seasonal affective disorder, SAD, the long and dark winter months can be a difficult time. There were moments when I would just wake up feeling fatigued and unmotivated. Now that our daylight hours are getting longer again, there are less and less of these moments. As we look towards the end of March, let's hope that the weather will be, like a lamb, after enduring cold and stormy lion weather at the start of the month. I also hope for lots of April showers, to help renew moisture levels in our area, and create optimism for our local farmers.